EU ambassador to the Central African Republic, Gisem Zun, said Wednesday the European Union is prepared to more than double its original pledge of funding for the country's elections next year.
Initialement, l'Union européenne s'était engagée à financer les élections à hauteur de 4 millions d'euros.
Samson says initially the European Union pledged around $5.5 million. After a request from the country's president and a review of a proposed electoral budget, he says the commission expected to raise its contribution to more than $13 million. He says adding to that the contributions of individual EU member states, more than $15 million is now available. The European Union is the primary donor for the elections. The elections were initially planned for April, but were delayed because of budgetary issues and concerns over the security and organization of the vote. Opposition members and international donors supported that postponement. President François Bozize accepted a January 23rd election date. Mr. Bozize came to power in a 2003 coup and won the last presidential election in 2005, but his constitutional mandate expired in June of this year. The opposition says it fears elections could be pushed back again.
Il faut que les élections se tiennent. Les reports, nous en avons marre.
Opposition leader Charles Kenebem says the elections must happen. He says they are frustrated with continued delays, and it's dangerous to continue to postpone and to disrespect the Constitution. Observers say much remains to be done before the poll, including redividing the country into legislative constituencies and performing a nationwide census to ease distribution of voter cards. The resource-rich Central African Republic is one of the world's least developed nations, and instability has plagued the country since independence in 1960. Rebel attacks on civilians in the country's north and east this year have contributed to repeated delays and fears of insecurity for the election. Anne Luck for VOA News, Dakar.